Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Prosecco Theory. We are already having fun here, and we're going to get you caught up real quick.
So quick.
Megan, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing a little better. I have rested after that last episode.
That marathon episode.
Jesus. Welcome to all of the new listeners that we got after last week. I didn't really know that was going to be such a big thing, but
I'd like to say thank you for allowing us to use your personal trauma to gain new
listeners. I got to say that wasn't my goal.
I know.
But you know me, I always find it really cathartic to process things by talking. So thank you for allowing me the space to do that.
And Mimi too.
Yeah. By the way, ladies, if you feel like maybe you know this gentleman that we were talking about in the last episode, are you dating him? If you'd like
several of you, maybe
seriously,
we're not gonna be dicks and put his identity out in the world. But if you want to send us an email and confirm if someone is that person, feel free.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, welcome to the party, newbies. And you know, we want to give you something fun and very entertaining after that last episode. Since you're new here, please know that there are over 100 episodes to go back and listen through. Typically, we just talk about whatever the fuck we feel like talking about. Often that's dating, and often it's other things: boobs, sleep, body image, gaslighting, whatever.
I love that you said you want to give them something fun and very entertaining, because that's exactly how I would describe Alicia.
Exactly.
Who is not new.
No. She is a friend of the pod, this one.
Welcome back.
I think this is your fourth episode. Yeah.
Wow. Alumni.
You are a guest star.
That's right. Recurring character. Is that what they call it?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Alicia's back. And, you know, Alicia always brings some great stories. Y'all are in for a treat.
Yeah, literally.
By the way, for the new folk, Alicia is one of our fabulous single girlfriends.
Correct.
We share our ridiculous dating stories, and it's been a minute since Alicia came on the podcast and shared her ridiculous dating stories, so we thought it was about that time.
Especially with the action that has happened lately. And lack thereof.
Yeah. You've got some good ones.
I've got
lately.
Some good ones.
Yeah.
And I'm about to delete all the apps because of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, the cycle. Speaking of dating apps... I was at a work conference this last weekend, and in the evenings, you know, we partake in some open bar action, and at this particular venue, we had an opportunity to sit by the fire, by the ocean. It was amazing. Had many drinks, and the next morning when I woke up, I had all these notifications on my phone, and I'm like, what the fuck are these from? Like, what is this app? And then I was like, oh, look at that. It's a dating app geared for Latinos, and I enjoy dating Latinos. And so somehow I found this, and I was like, okay, I must have installed this. And then I started looking at it, and I was like, oh, look, there's a profile.
You made a whole profile and didn't remember?
Did you add pictures, too? Like, you did the whole nine yards.
It had one picture.
Oh, my God.
But I literally don't remember it at all. I don't remember what I wrote in my profile or anything. I really don't know how to use the app, but I keep getting notifications from...
Can you read them, though? Because I know that a lot not of all of them are in English.
Oh, a lot of it is in Spanish.
Yeah.
So I can't understand at all.
We do have a good friend who he is Mexican and speaks Spanish fluently, and he has helped us in the past translate some things here and there. And over the weekend, we were hanging out with him and his wife and some other people.
So I was talking about this app. I was actually kind of excited about it. I was like, wow, I had a moment of genius there that I don't remember. Because Latino men are fucking sexy.
They're super sexy. And they take care of themselves.
Yeah, and you.
Hey.
And to that point.
Anyway, we were asking him how to say, lick my pussy.
Oh, adios mio.
Michelle gave it a shot. And what did you say?
Now, okay, to be fair, I took 5.5 years of Spanish in high school and college, and I can fake it really well. I knew that this was not correct, but I said, lengua el gato, which means tongue the cat.
Yeah, tongue the cat.
Which I feel like that would get the point across.
It would.
I was like,
they would laugh and then be like, I understand.
They'd be like, vamanos.
Right? Fine. They would probably be like, oh, stupid white girl. That's adorable.
Literally.
you know what? They're not condescending like that in my experience. That's They're true. Just like, what can I do for you?
No,
now, if so I'm remembering correctly, what he said was, Lampre mi coño.
Oh, nice.
It even sounds sexy when you say it.
Well, nobody's lampreing mi coño right now, so clearly it's not working.
Well, maybe when we're done. I don't know.
Wait, so are you going to keep this app or are you going to delete it?
I haven't decided.
Have you gotten one message in English?
One.
Uno?
Uno.
Solamente uno?
Sí. There's lots of beautiful men on it, though.
Wait, what's it called?
Chispa, which means spark.
Oh, according, I like that. That's,
according to Rob.
That's a great dating app name.
Thanks for your help, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Way. Rob is an amazing fucking human being and also was the inspiration for the name of this podcast. So
that's
go
right.
back oh, to the beginning right. and listen and you'll find out that story. So, also, if you're new here, if you go back to the beginning, please understand that we didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
That's right.
And we've kind of gotten it together a little bit since then. So
anyway. The editing the first few episodes oh my God. Is, it's rough. We'll just say
it's rough.
It's real rough.
So, Alicia, speaking of waking up to notifications and trying to remember
uh-oh.
What the fuck happened last night.
Good segue.
An experience yeah. I've had more than once.
Right. Yeah.
I understand you had that experience recently.
Last weekend.
What so, happened?
Apparently, because I do dating chronicles on my Instagram all the time.
What's your Instagram?
At AliciaMarie.89. So, I have a whole highlight of them.
They're quite entertaining.
People fucking live for them. It's like, I literally have a fan club. So, I got a Hinge notification. One of my prompts on Hinge says, how do you want to be asked out? Or I think it's the prompt or something. And I said, just do it. Like, I don't want to talk on a dating app for too long.
Right.
And I said, I'm better in person or something like that. And so this guy, who is unfortunate looking, messaged me. And he said to that prompt, sounds great. Bring that leather mini skirt without panties. Doesn't have to lead to penis in vagina.
Nope.
Could be my tongue.
Nope, nope, nope.
Because none of my pictures is me in a leather skirt.
Nope.
Gato.
That is too far too soon, like sir.
He wants a tongue, your cat.
What the fuck? So I screenshotted it, and normally I would put an emoji over the dude's face because I'm not trying to be a total bitch. And I wrote on my screenshot, because I was wasted when I did this, and I said, online dating, ladies and gentlemen. Also, for real, honey, you think you have a chance? Sorry, not sorry, with a peace sign emoji. And I wake up in the morning, and I have all these notifications, and, like, it's mainly women in my DMs that are like, gross, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, what?
What did I post?
Did I post?
Oh, no.
And I was like, fuck. So I deleted it because I didn't like that I put his face on there, but it needed to be called out.
Yeah. You know, there's a weird fine line that's really hard to navigate after this last week's episode with the cheating, lying, double-lifing boyfriend.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
If I may.
Unfortunately.
Narcissist.
I posted a video that had pictures of him with me and pictures of him with Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
But I did put something over his face.
Yeah.
And even then, I felt really weird about it. I felt really unsettled about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, I'm not trying to ruin this guy's life.
Totally.
Just, I'd like to make it hard for him to date in Seattle, if possible. Yes. Don't do this to anybody else. You suck. God. But I just felt shitty about it. And then a friend was like, so, hey, that surprised me that you did that.
Did that friend bring it up to you before you said, oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, you're totally right. I have been feeling kind of unsettled about it. And I took it down. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Like my first reaction when I saw that was like, damn.
I mean, also, I'm fucking pissed off and I'm heartbroken. And so like, fuck you.
No.
You weren't at all who you said you are.
But I also thought it was badass in a way too, because two women were hurt in this process.
Yes.
Although it's like hard because I'm on the other fence of like cancel culture is such a thing. And so like, I don't believe in like one person's mistake. Well, in this case with both of you, but like should be ruining their lives either. So yeah, I totally hear you.
I mean, it's not like it was a mistake. It was months on end of lying.
Agreed.
But yeah, I hear you. And I just, I didn't want his kids to end up finding it or something. I just started feeling bad and I was like, fuck it. Anyway, can we not talk about him anymore?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Let's talk about somebody that did not ask you to wear a mini skirt with no panties. that you actually met in real life and went on a date.
Yeah, with. Give us some stories. We know you've got them.
I got some fucking stories can for you, let me tell you.
Please talk about the gent who ended up attempting to spend an evening on your couch. Can you tell that story?
This is hands down the craziest shit that I've ever experienced.
That is saying something.
Yeah. So, met this guy on Tinder, went on one date, and it was like a Monday. He was like, I'm only in construction clothes because I'm coming from work. And I was like, it's fine. It's a Monday. Like, let's just meet for drinks and meet because we've been talking for like, I don't know, 5 days on Tinder. And he was kind of love bombing me and being like so extra positive.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Michelle loves that. It's a red flag.
I'm working on
major
it.
Major red flag. When that shit happens, I'm like, okay, calm down, bro. But like, for example, on that Monday that we ended up going on our first date, he called me because he's like a caller too, which is also a red flag.
I hear you, but also I feel like that's a very new thing that we don't want.
So calling. I'm not that type of millennial that's like, ew, who calls people?
No, I know.
I like a phone call, but it was a lot. Okay. The things he would, I was like, okay.
Considering that you had never met, he was calling all right, you a
fair,
lot.
Fair.
Like he called me, I think, 4 times before we even met.
Okay, no. Nope.
And it wasn't like a get to know you thing. He was acting as if we were already dating. It was weird.
So how's your day, babe?
Yeah. So he calls and I was like, well, let's go on this date, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I just really wish I had clothes to change into because this could be the most important date of my life.
Michelle just,
I almost just spit my fucking Prosecco out.
I was like on a walk and I was like, I was like, is anyone around that heard that? Oh, wait, no, I'm on the phone. I was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Talk about laying it on a little thick.
That's so thick. Extra.
He had also said, like, before he made that comment, he had said, well, I'm working in Seattle this week, and I just thought to myself, who lives here? Oh, Alicia, I just got a caller because you just drive me nuts. I'm like, what?
Wait, that tells me he's got someone in every city.
Oh, girl.
Oh, let's get to the rest
of
the story.
It was definitely that type of person. So I was like, let me try something different. Usually Alicia would be like, all right, bye, Junior. But I was like, I'm trying to have a better attitude about dating in Seattle. And so whatever.
It's tough out here.
Like, yeah, let's try and entertain this man. We go on a date and he's just so over complimentary and very positive, which I did like that, like positive mindset, manifesting brain, whatever. But his stories are weird. He has only lived in Seattle for like a year and a half, had a breakup a year and a half ago. He hasn't had sex in 9 months.
Wait, he told you all this on the first date?
Yeah. Because I asked him if he was a player. I was like, you sound like a player. The way you're talking to me, it's very player-ish. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I haven't been in a relationship in a year and a half and had sex in 9 months. And I was like, okay. Please.
It's so hard to know that people could just be fucking lying to
you. No, for sure.
Everything they say.
Everything.
And Michelle still,
sorry.
I'm still bitter.
Yeah.
She's still recovering.
I need a minute.
So, and then he was just telling me how amazing I was and incredible and hardworking and a boss. And I was like, you don't know me. It was so weird.
It's too much.
It was a lot. We end our date. He loses his ID and his debit card on our date because he didn't have a wallet. They were just in his pocket loosely.
So did you ever actually see them?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
In his pocket.
Did you know that? Okay.
Yes, I did. Because he pulled them out to pay for drinks.
Okay.
He drives me home in a car that he's borrowing from a friend that's a girl.
Sure. Sure.
And
yep.
He lives super far south too. Sounds so legit. And he like didn't have a car. It was in the shop because someone broke into it and stole like $3,000. And I was like, why did you have $3,000 cash in your car? I mean, the stories were just like insane.
Just a drug dealer. No big deal.
No, something weird was going on, but I was still stupidly like, let's see what this is about.
Girl. Again, it's tough out here. Yeah.
So then we like have a little hot makeout sesh, whatever. And then I go home and I'm like, oh, well, that felt okay. He didn't try to just like get in my pants because I thought that's where it was maybe going. Then the next night, my girlfriends and I went out for Tequila Tuesday, which obviously turned into karaoke. We were a little sloshed and he was again calling me. Also, he's a selfie boy. So he sent me like 3 selfies a day.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's too many.
It was a lot.
You have dated other people like this. The guy who loved to take selfies. And you guys had to evacuate your apartment building.
Oh my God.
Because the fireman came and he asked the fireman if he could use his hat to take a selfie.
Yes.
Right?
Why don't we come back to that in a minute?
He ends up calling me and he's like, hey, babe. And he kind of talked like baby voice. And I was I know. So I was like, stop with the baby voice. We were just chatting and I was like, oh, are you like working in downtown Seattle again this week? And he was like, yeah, this is where I fucked up. I was like, well, if you need a place to crash this week, we could go out to dinner and then you could spend the night. I mean, of course I'm like thinking dinner, sex, you spend the night, so you're here for work. That was my brain.
Sure.
Lengua el gato.
Seriously. You said, oh, that's so sweet, hon. And I was like, yeah. I like barely remembered saying that. So then Thursday rolls along and he calls me at lunchtime and he's like, so does that offer still stand? And I was so tired because I went out twice that week. Dude, all I want to do is go home and eat pho and like fucking sleep because I'm exhausted.
I get that.
I was like, okay, fine. So he comes over. He buses it from like White Center.
Well, he couldn't borrow the girl's car.
His car is still in the shop.
Sure was. So he buses it. And then we like go get pho. And he can't pay because his debit card's still missing. Mm-hmm. Right? From our date that Monday. Mm-hmm. And then we're sitting there. And he tells me he quit his job today.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, so why are you spending the night here? Because that was the whole point.
Like he was going to have to work in Seattle?
You work in Seattle, but you live at the south and you don't have a car.
Okay.
So we're like eating pho and I'm like, red flag.
This feels weird.
Yeah. I was like, so what's going on with your living situation again? And he's like, well, all my stuff's in storage in like Lakewood. And I was like, what?
For those of you not in Seattle, Lakewood is an hour south.
So far. More like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and I just had to get out of that house with all my roommates. He lived with five people, 39 years old.
Did he
have to get out because he was evicted? Is that why?
You don't know.
Who knows?
See, I'm sure with all his drug money getting stolen, he couldn't pay rent.
Seriously. Yeah. And he did tell me he used to sell weed before it was like legal. So
I'm being sarcastic about the drug money, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was booted for not paying rent.
No, he totally might have been. But he was telling me that they were all doing bad stuff. And he was like, I had to get out of there because it's a bad situation.
Always somebody else doing the bad
no,
stuff.
Totally.
It's like aww, such a victim.
I know. So at this point, I'm like, fuck. He's spending the night at my house. I have no more attraction to this guy at all.
He has no money, no job, no car.
And lost his debit card and his ID.
No place to live. He's pretty much homeless.
Literally pretty much homeless.
You're pretty much putting up a homeless guy.
And he had no extra clothes. So I go, why don't we go check and see if your card and your ID are at the bar. Went there. They were, thank God.
Oh, good.
So then we go back to my house and then he showers. And he was in my shower for at least 25 minutes to a half hour.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, hi. Do you pay the bills here?
First hot shower in a while.
Right? He didn't have any clothes, so I had to find the largest sweatpants I own, because this dude is huge, and let him wear sweatpants.
Where were his clothes?
He didn't have any extra clothes. He just had his work clothes.
What was he doing with his clothes?
He just, like, had the clothes on his back.
But he couldn't put those back on?
He walked off the job.
No, ew, they were, like, gnarly. Oh, so
did
we
you wash
them. Clothes?
So you did his laundry.
Because I'm a saint.
Well, he took a shower.
I took a shower.
That you paid for.
That I paid for. He comes out in the living room. So I go take a shower. I come out. Homeboy is passed out on the couch.
Lovely.
Snoring all over my $1,500 couch. Just knocked out.
At least he was clean.
Thank God. And his feet looked fucked up. And he told me it was from walking in his work boots all day.
How were they fucked up?
They were like blistery.
Oh.
And dead skinny.
Ew. I mean, I got summer heels right
no,
now.
No, not summer heels. Okay. Like, way worse. And so then I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to watch the Kardashians. So I sit on the couch and he is like, full on trying to cuddle me. And I'm just sitting there like a board. I'm like, this is weird. But I didn't feel like he was a bad guy. I didn't feel like it was a dangerous situation.
I feel like it was just kind of sad.
It was sad. And it was also like, this is an annoyance, but it's one night of my life. We've all had one night stands where a dude stays the night and maybe we didn't want them to.
Absolutely.
So it was kind of equivalent to the same thing. I was just sober.
And you didn't have sex.
And I did not have sex. So, you know, I sleep alone. It was like 11:30 and I was like, hey, I'm going to go to bed. And I have a studio where there's a wall that separates my living room and my bedroom. I don't have a door. So I was like, I'm going to go to bed. I'll get you a blanket and pillow. I'm used to sleeping alone. You're not sleeping in my bed with me.
So you didn't feel unsafe, though?
No, I did not feel unsafe.
Okay.
Regardless of how weird this is and how weird he was really nice. Just positive Patty. You know, one of those guys that like works out all the time and is like, yeah, and if you get the right mindset, you can do anything. God, like, one of those guys.
Punch him in the...
And he did work out all the time, so he literally was that dude.
Ew.
It was a lot.
No.
So it doesn't seem like that was working out for him, though.
Clearly. Your whole life went to shit.
You know what? He's really trying.
So he's like, no problem. I didn't have any expectations. Blah, blah, blah. You're so sweet. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I go to bed. I get up at 2:30 to go pee. I come back and lay down. And all of a sudden, I hear him talking in his sleep a little bit. And then I hear, like, sleep moaning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. And then I hear... That was hard to do.
Appreciate your effort.
I was mortified. My eyes were as big as they could go. I was laying on my pillow like, oh my God, this guy is masturbating on my couch. In my fucking sweatpants. Where were you gonna come, bro? Where were you gonna come?
Oh no.
So I'm like, oh my God, maybe he'll stop. Laying there. No, 45 minutes later.
What the fuck up?
He was definitely edging.
Okay. Great. I was going to say, that's some stamina. Oh,
he was definitely edging. Because it would stop, and then it would start again.
Were you constantly like, oh, thank God. And then you don't.
Literally. I'm like, oh, it's ending. Thank God. And then I'm like, nope.
Here we go again.
And then I hear him get in his backpack.
What?
And that's when I got a little nervous. I was like, what the fuck is he getting? Yeah. A knife? I don't know. He was getting lube.
No. So what?
So you have lube, but you don't have clothes?
Priorities, damn it.
What? Oh my God.
Oh God.
And so then I was starting to get scared because my brain was going to, what if he's not satisfied with his jacking off and he tries to come on to me or tries to rape me? I just got scared and I was so uncomfortable I couldn't sleep.
Fair.
What the fuck? And I didn't know what to do and I was like, what can I do? I could call my neighbor. I could call a friend. And my biggest worry was I can't see because my contacts aren't in. So it's like 3:15. I can just try and go to sleep. And I'm like, no, I can't go to sleep.
No.
And this is where I'm really, really proud of myself.
I was very proud of you as well.
Because I think Alicia a year or two ago would have just stayed up all night and put up with it. And I was like, I am not letting anyone dishonor me or my space, my sanctuary.
And my fucking sweatpants.
And my fucking sweatpants and my poor little couch. And so I was like, no, I'm going to grab my phone. I'm going to go put my contacts in. I'm going to grab his laundry out of the dryer. Thank God it was dry. And I went in the living room and I was video recording as I did this.
Smart.
And
did he see you video recording?
No. Okay. He knew my phone was in my hand, but I was holding it down by my side. The whole video is like basically black.
But you can hear
it. But you can hear it.
Yeah.
But I was doing that for safety reasons because I was scared. I was like, I'm going to have to confront a man and tell him to get the fuck out of my house. So I walked in the living room and I threw his clothes on the ground and I said, hey. And he was like, oh, hi.
No.
I go, so I can hear you. And he was like, oh, no, really? Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm sorry, Alicia, with his fucking baby voice.
No, he's not. He's not fucking sorry.
And I was like, yeah, this is really disrespectful. This is my house, my space. I don't know why you would do that. I am nervous. I'm uncomfortable and I can't sleep. And so you need to leave. And he was like, wait, what if I go to bed right now? And I was like, no, because I'm awake and
That's the bargaining.
Literally. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, because I'm awake and I can't fall back asleep. I've been listening to you for 45 minutes. You need to leave. Here's your clothes. I'll give you some time to get ready. And then I went and stood in my hallway with 1 foot in the hallway and 1 foot in my apartment with the door open because I was very scared that he was going to be mad that I'm kicking him out at 3 whatever in the morning. And he could have hurt me. And I was still recording. And then he comes down the hallway sobbing.
Oh, God.
And
I was like, look, I don't think you're a bad guy. I just am really uncomfortable. And this is really scary. And he was like, scary? Okay, you don't understand what it's like to be a woman.
No.
Let me just clue you in on something right now. You're masturbating in my house. And I'm doing you a kindness by letting you stay here, which I now realize was a fault of mine. What if you're not satisfied and you come on to me? And he's like, no, Alicia, I would never. I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. And I'm like, exactly. You don't know what this feels like because you're a man. It's just so insane. I can't even believe.
You shouldn't even have to explain yourself.
No.
It's your home. You've already given him a lot by allowing him to take a shower, doing his laundry, sleep. You shouldn't have to explain shit.
No, I shouldn't.
Goodbye.
But like, who the fuck does that?
So did he just...
Desperate people.
Did he just leave then?
I go, you have your debit card and your ID again. You're an adult.
Yeah.
I don't care what time it
is. Figure your shit out.
Figure your life out. If you really need to, you can probably sleep in the lobby, but like, get out.
Yeah.
So he left and he said he was really sorry. He was really embarrassed. I still to this day think that 50% of his tears were embarrassment.
Sure.
And 50% of his tears were... Where am I going to go tonight?
I believe that.
Well, that was maybe he should have
thought about that.
We'll consider that when he made choices about his behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, and the reason he was being so loud with his moaning and noises is because he had headphones in and was watching porn.
Oh.
Because once the lights were on, I saw that he had his phone on with headphones plugged in.
He just didn't know that he was making
being
that audible.
Fucking loud.
Or he thought you were asleep and not hearing him.
And I had just gone to the bathroom. That's the crazy part. He had to have heard me and see me walk down the
hall. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people who, when they're like watching something,
in like a trance.
Not necessarily porn, just right. Like they're zoned out, especially at that time of night.
I mean, he could have been.
It's possible he didn't even realize that you'd gotten up.
So insane.
Not to say any of it's fucking okay, but like he might not have realized you were standing there.
Totally.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the next morning, I remember telling you guys the story, yes. And then I was telling my other girlfriends, and I mean, everyone was like worried and like, oh my God.
I'm so proud of you, though,
yeah,
for fucking standing up like
thank
that.
Thank you. Because the next morning, my friend and I had coffee, and she's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, yeah. If I hadn't have kicked him out,
yes.
I would not be emotionally okay today. I'd be really mad at myself.
Yes.
Even though I did nothing wrong. But I would have dishonored my space.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Not in that specific scenario.
And like I had several women and like a couple clients I told this story to and they're like, wow, I don't know if I could have done what you
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
And I was like, fuck yeah, Alicia. Like,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I was very proud of myself too. So
yeah.
I had a great day the next day and went to a Mariners game and met boys and flirted and it was fabulous.
Yay.
And you're like, nobody can sleep on my couch.
No.
None of
you. Can you please talk about the faux firefighter now?
Circling back.
So circling back to the selfies situation.
Circling back.
We had gone on a couple dates. I think we dated for like a month. We had a day out. It was like a Saturday. We came home. We ordered Thai food. And we were like asleep on my couch. We fell asleep to a movie. All of a sudden, the fire alarm's going off. And I think I was naked or something.
Sure.
Throw a bathrobe on. And so we go out on the street. Firemen show up. And this guy loved to take selfies, loved to send me selfies. One time we were at a concert, I think, in Marymore, and he was like filming the concert and then like flipped the camera and was like filming himself. And I was like standing next to him and I went to be like, hey, like in it. And he like turned it away. And I was like, what?
Wow. Rude. He's like, this is a one man show.
Literally.
I'm sorry. I'm sending this to other ladies. So yeah, you can't be in it.
Exactly.
Oh, like, Michelle.
I know.
Did you guys want to get rid of my idealism? Because it might have happened.
Oh my God. I can't. So we're standing outside and I was kind of annoyed by him already. I was just like, okay, this is probably going to be our last time we hang out. He goes and asks a fireman if he could borrow a hat to wear. Did they let him do it?
You were there.
I know, but I can't remember my life sometimes. Megan, yes? Did I tell you that he did?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think I was just so incredulous that he even asked.
I hope they said, fuck you, douchebag.
I can't remember.
I remember you telling me that he was like embarrassing you because you were talking to your neighbors and they saw him do it. And
yes.
You were like, who's this douche?
Yes.
I don't know that guy.
What apartment did he come out of?
Seriously. He definitely was like trying to take selfies with the fire truck.
Jesus.
I was like, what are you, six?
He's documenting his whole life.
Literally.
And tonight there was a fire.
Yeah, calm down.
Stunted maturity.
TikTok wasn't even out yet. Like, calm down. He asked me to take a picture of him, like a full body.
No.
With the fire truck.
No.
And I was so irritated and I was like, no.
You're like, I'm standing here in a bathroom.
Literal bathroom,
no,
naked.
No, but you can go home.
Go home.
Goodbye.
So those are the selfie boys that you need to stay away from. My best friend says, till this day, shout out to Maggie. She says, any dude that sends you selfies all the time is a major red flag. And they're usually a douchebag.
Pretty excited mind, about themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't mind the occasional.
No, that's fine. But not
right.
Like multiple in a day.
That's too much.
In one day?
That's far too much.
No.
No. If you're giving me one a week, I'm into it.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If it's a giant cock like someone just got, then.
Okay. That was unsolicited.
That was huge.
Aren't they usually?
Are you going to entertain that? Because that was a giant pee-pee.
I'm still deciding.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my first trip on the merry-go-round. So.
Well, true, but what's the deciding factor?
Probably how many cocktails I've had.
He texts a lot and she's not into it.
Yeah.
He's very eager, guys. He's very eager.
We've actually talked about this gent on the podcast
okay,
before,
I thought so.
But at the time, I didn't think there was going to be any relations. And then there was. So
turns out.
So, Alicia, next story.
What else you got for us?
Hey, I think that's pretty good.
What about the stripper guy?
Oh, the stripper guy.
Yeah.
Okay, the stripper
guy. Tell us about the stripper
okay.
guy.
Okay. Oh, my God. And by the way, literally just saw him on Bumble and he liked me because I pay for, like, the liking. One, change your photos because you look very weathered in real life.
Like danger weathered?
Yes. That was, oh my God.
Guys, Danger was the very old stripper that you've heard us talk about.
At my birthday party. That's the problem with these apps is you see the same people. So I saw stripper guy on Bumble recently and he was in my likes. And I was like, we went on a date.
Oh, I've had that happen.
Yes.
They not only will match with me, but if it's on an app where they can message first, they will literally send me a message and be like, hey, how's your day? What the fuck, man? We've already hung out.
Do they not fucking remember?
I don't think so.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, we've been doing this for a long time. It is definitely possible that someone I went on a one date with
doesn't remember you.
Or I might not remember them. True. Is what I was going to say.
I don't know. I mean, I think if I actually like sat down and had a cocktail or a cup of coffee or something with someone, I remember them.
One message on an app, they might be like, I don't know, it's been years, who knows? But like, once you get on the date and you're like, I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Oh, God.
That would be different.
That's going to start happening. Yeah. Recycled shit. Dating.
There's so many.
That's the thing is there are so many people. They're all on all the apps, just like we are.
True. Anyways, so stripper guy. First saw him on Tinder and we met at a restaurant. I was sitting at a table and he like approaches me and he's like, oh, hey, you want to sit at the bar? Okay, that's fine. I love a bar date. So we're sitting at the bar. I looked cute. He didn't put much effort. And he also lived 5-minute walk away. I was like, oh, cool. I'm glad this was convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly was a regular. The bartender knew him. The other patrons around us knew him. I'm a regular at some bars, but that's tacky to do for a first date.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring my first date. Well.
I was like, sorry, hold on.
I was going to say something that was going to shame Megan unintentionally, but...
You know what? Some of us have a preferred first date spot.
No, that's totally fine.
That's different than it being your regular everyday bar and then taking people there.
By some of us, I mean me.
Yes.
I love your first date spot.
Especially if it's like your dive bar where you like maybe occasionally black out and make out with randos. Don't take a date there.
That is not synonymous with first date spot. I would never black out and make out with random men in the same place that I take first dates.
No.
I'm much classier than that.
Yeah. We had a guy at the bar that I owned back in the day. There was a guy that would bring all of his dates there. And I see him on the apps now. Well, I haven't been on the apps for a minute. Funny. But I see him and I'm like, oh, nope. I think I've sent his picture to both of you and been like, don't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're part of the Warn a Friend network now.
That's like, right.
We will often screenshot and send it to all the ladies and be like, do not swipe right or talk to this guy because this is what happened to
him.
Well, and this guy, I never went out with him. He brought so many first dates into the bar and he was just a dick constantly. He was always a dick to the staff. He was not, of course, we're listening because then we start to figure out like, oh, this is happening a lot. We want to know.
All bartenders listen.
Of course. And he would sit far away from the bar at a table in the window. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there were times where he would go to the bathroom and I could see the girl just being like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
You're like, go, run, just, go. I got you.
There were a couple times that I would be like, how you doing? When he was gone, like, you all right? Because he's just a piece of shit. Like, he was just not nice.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
So we are talking and I am like 40 minutes into this date and I'm like, Lord, save me. He is talking about himself the entire time. He has not asked me one question and he's facing the bar, not, you know, when you cock your body to the side.
Yeah.
To look at the person you're on a date with.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Am I even here? The other people next to me, there was a football game on or something. And I start watching it because I'm so bored. I'm like, how short is too short to leave a date, right? Literally, I'm facing the TV and God, how did he say it? He said something like, so yeah, since it's more like accepted, not so like taboo nowadays.
You're like, what's coming?
I'm like, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm watching the football game talking to two people to the right of me because you're so boring. Like, what? And you haven't said anything to me for like minutes. And I look at him and I go, huh? And he goes, yeah, like, you know, it's not so taboo of a subject.
What's not?
And he's like, I was a male stripper. So now I'm like, okay, tell me more.
Yeah.
I turn my body towards him again. And he's like, it was totally like the Magic Mike movie.
Was he anywhere near that attractive?
If he wasn't so weathered, yes.
Wait, were you on a date with Danger?
No. Oh. Oh my God.
I also don't believe for a second that anything was ever like the Magic Mike movie.
No.
I mean, come on.
And he was like, yeah, I made pretty good money. And he had a nice body. I'll give him that for sure. And he was like, yeah, I even worked at like gay clubs.
Good for you, dude.
He wasn't from here.
Clearly.
He's like, I used to have this guy I wouldn't talk to and like hang out. He was super wealthy. And, you know, I was his friend for like a year. And he like didn't leave anything for me.
Wait, he didn't leave anything for me
in his will.
I'm sorry. Oh, the man died and he didn't leave the stripper any money?
How dare he?
And I was like, wait, so he was your lover? And he's like, no, bitch, he was your lover. You just don't want to fucking say it.
Yeah. Or he was just an entitled douchebag who thought that he was dancing for somebody.
I think he was doing some favors and was mad he didn't get paid out for it.
Yeah, I'm with Alicia. All right.
And he was like, no, but he just like didn't have any kids or like family. And I was his friend. And I'm like, what, did you privately dance for him like every day? Like, why would you get money?
That is some bullshit entitlement right there.
That's such a weird fucking thing to talk about on your first date, especially.
Okay, right? And I'm like, you need therapy, first of all. Secondly,
don't they all?
You need to learn how to communicate with people. And thirdly, I don't fucking care that you were a stripper. It was so bizarre. He goes to the bathroom. I go, can I get my check, please?
Was the bartender like, oh my God, girl, I can't believe you made it this long.
He looked at me like that. He was like, bitch, damn. Like, you lasted a minute. I'm too nice.
Yeah.
And so he comes back. I go to the bathroom and I'm like cracking up in the bathroom to myself. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go out. I have to go out to my favorite dive bar.
Yes.
Now, because this is fucking hilarious. I'm a little tipsy and I just, what is life? So I come out and I grab my stuff. I'm like, hey, well, it was nice to meet you. And he's like, oh. And I was like, I already paid. And he's like, oh, I was going to pay for you. And I was like, no.
No, bye.
I leave and I'm just cracking up and it's pouring rain. So I scooter to my dive bar. I'm dating Chronicles on my phone. I'm just like, I never told the story on my dating Chronicles because I felt like it was too long. And so I was like, okay, this will be saved for the podcast. But I get to the bar and I meet this guy. The bartender's like, Alicia, where are you coming from? And I was like, a date. Crazy as shit ever. He was a stripper, blah, blah, blah. I tell the whole thing. And this guy's sitting next to me. He's like, what? Tell me more. So we start talking. And then he's like, well, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. And I was like, okay, I just talked to you for like 20 minutes.
You're like, I laid some groundwork.
God damn it.
And he's like, I love your top. My girlfriend would love that top. Can I take a picture of you to send it to her? Because I really think she'd love that top. So we take a selfie together and he sends it to his girlfriend and he's like, oh, she said you're hot. And I was like, what's going on?
Like, you're like, this night just keeps getting weirder.
The weirdest night of my life. So then she shows up and we all hang out, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, one thing leads to another and a fucking threesome happened. So at least it wasn't all bad, but hilarious. Like, my what God. Is my night?
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that one ended well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were just briefly mentioning something to us before we started recording, and I said, save it for the podcast.
Yes.
Somebody said something real fucked up to you, mm-hmm. though, on a date recently, though.
Yeah, this was like a month ago. Guy I met on Bumble, and he was 39. He was complaining about the dating in Seattle for an hour. That. No, I feel it, too.
Join the club.
Dude. Here I am trying to change my attitude. It was terrible. He was so bitter. He was very negative. But at the same time, it was very interesting to hear his viewpoint because obviously we know our viewpoints and the things that we struggle with. And one thing he said, which I thought was hilarious, it feels like all the women in this town are just into these white dudes with these gnarly beards. And I was like, not me.
No. One out of three of us in this room. Not all of us.
Yeah. I was like, ding, ding, ding.
It doesn't have to be gnarly.
Well, it also doesn't have to be a white dude. You just like a beard.
That's true.
Almost. Of them are gnarly white dudes that look puby.
We do have a friend who's newly on the dating apps and she's like, every single one of them is a white dude with a beard and their name starts with J. And I was like, yep, that sounds right.
Literally. Maybe she should try Chispa.
Yeah, maybe she should. And this guy was Latino. He looked very nice.
Well, I wonder if he's on Chispa.
Maybe he should be. And he had good cologne on. He was muscular. His hair was like gelled. Have anyone in Seattle heard of gel for their hair?
I don't want that.
Oh, I love it.
No.
Oh.
I mean.
Now I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, but you probably know better than us because you're an actual hairstylist.
Gelled hair?
Not like spiky.
No.
Like combed to the side.
I just feel like it'd be crunchy and weird.
I think I'd need to see a photo.
I know.
Well, I appreciate a man that is
trying. Making an effort. Yeah. That doesn't need to wear your sweatpants.
What? Oh my God. I was like, well, that's not me. Like, I think you look nice. I think you look great. And he's like, well, thanks. And he like didn't give me any compliments. And I gave him like 3 because he was kind of like talking bad about himself. So in the long haul, he was fishing for compliments. He was fishing,
yeah.
Oh, and he talked a lot about pre-COVID. I was like 175, like all muscle.
Me too.
And I was
that's a lie.
And he still had, like, jacked arms. And so I was like, I'm confused on why you're talking so negatively about your body. It was weird. And it made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Even though I'm, like, super confident in my own skin, I was like, are you even attracted to me, bro? Because I'm, like, not your type from what you're describing. No.
None of us are tiny.
And then he pulls up a picture of him in the gym mirror bathroom flexing. No. And I was like, oh, well, you look great, but... I think you look great here, too, like, as you are today. He's like, oh, well, thanks. Just have really high standards for myself.
Red flag.
And clearly some low self-esteem.
Red flagging. Then he's all complaining about how women are just taking advantage of him paying for the bill. And he's tired of paying for things.
He shouldn't be going on dates.
No.
No. And I told him, I go, are you going to dinner with these girls? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, stop going to dinner.
Yeah.
I never go to dinner on a first date. Drinks. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yes, sure.
I enjoy a dinner on a first date, but I also will happily pay my half. I don't care.
For sure. But yeah. Drinks for me. And if it's going well, share an app. Boom.
You're like, I like where this is going. I think I'm going to get those pretzel bites.
No, I was going to say potato skins, but okay.
I really want hot wings, but that's unattractive
where
to
are
eat.
Those poppers?
No, I know. It has to be going great. No, I have to like order ribs on it.
Oh, God. I love hot wings so much. I
order just them fucking barbecue smile on your face.
You're like, why so serious?
I did one time on a date. I forgot about this until now. We ordered food for the table, and there was this big bowl of different seafood. I was trying to, like, crack something, and it literally, like, flew across the table.
Oh, my God.
And
did you say slippery little suckers?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
The guy was cool. He was like, ah, who the fuck cares?
Oh, my God. That's like, so
did,
funny.
Did the maitre d' in the corner catch it?
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't a pretty woman.
God,
date,
I'm really disappointed.
It. But it was embarrassing. Yeah, I'm sure.
I love that. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
So with the whole bill situation, our server comes over and he's like, hey, guys, I'm leaving. You're welcome to move to the bar. It's like $60. As he was complaining about paying for shit all the time, yeah. And I always pull my card out.
Yeah.
I pulled my card out and I was like, what's the damage? And he was like, I got this. And I was like, are you sure?
You're like, are you sure? Because you were just really complaining.
You
a lot
just about bitched about this a lot. No, I'm literally. Happy to contribute.
And I go, how about this? You pay for this since you offered. Thank you. And I'll get us one more round at the bar. So he had told me something really traumatizing had happened to him the weekend before. And that story was that he was at the club.
The club.
And he was dancing with this girl. He's like, after a while of dancing, we started making out. And then when we were like not making out at the moment, she told me she was a man. And I was like, oh, shit. I told him I thought that was really fucked up and that it should have been disclosed before.
Yeah.
Also, I believe that that's putting yourself in a very unsafe predicament.
Yeah. She was making an unsafe choice
because mm-hmm.
you don't know how someone's going to react to
100%.
That.
100%. Be transparent.
Yeah.
And then he said he saw her on a dating app. And I was like, did she disclose that information on the dating app? And he said, yes. And I said, so therefore, in real life, the same standards should apply, in my opinion. So he had like tears in his eyes. He was very uncomfortable with what had happened to him. He said, yeah, it just makes me like not really trust people, and especially in this town. I was like, yeah, I hear you. And he was like, it even makes me want to just like ask all my dates things. And he's like, it even makes me want to ask you something. And I was like, what? And he said, are you a biological woman? I just froze. And the bartender looked at me like, oh, are you okay, girl? Like, did you just have a stroke?
Yeah.
And I was very pissed off and insulted. It was just rude.
It was obviously coming from a place of him still feeling that trauma, I guess you would say, over that situation. But his delivery leaves a lot to be desired, you know?
Mm-hmm. Especially after I told him I agreed that that wasn't right. Why would you then ask me if that's my situation?
That's weird.
Wow. I go, don't ever ask a woman that again.
Good.
I understand why you asked that because of what just happened to you, but don't ever ask a chick that again. So fucked up.
Don't ask anybody that.
No, don't ask anybody that.
It's only his business if they make it his business.
Totally.
How did he respond to your reaction?
He was like, oh man, see, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
You're right. Yeah. You shouldn't have.
Learn from this, asshole.
It was just shocking. I was just turned off by the whole thing, but like fucked uply, I felt bad for all the bitterness he had towards dating.
That's because you can commiserate with that shit.
Yeah, I could. He was like, everyone just ghost me, like blah, blah, blah. And so like the next day he was like, can I see you again? And I had like a really busy weekend coming up and I was like, oh, I won't be available till next week. And then I literally had a friend write the message for me the next week because he was still like on my matches and he was still asking me to meet up. And like, we really didn't have any chemistry anyways.
Well, how can you when they just bitch for an hour and a half?
No, literally. It wouldn't have gone anywhere. And he also didn't ask me anything. Min, would you start fucking asking people questions on dates?
Yeah.
Like, what are you there for? It's not a therapy session.
Don't just talk about yourself.
Fucking Christ.
What did the message that your friend drafted say?
Something like, I didn't want to ghost you. I just don't feel like there's a romantic chemistry between us.
Fair enough.
Blah, 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 blah. Have a good life. Yeah. And then so he unmatched me.
Didn't say anything about the question as to your biological sex.
No.
It sounds like she made herself clear when that happened.
Okay. Yeah, I did. And I truly did forgive him. Like, I was pissed in the moment, but I get why he asked that because of what just happened to him.
Yeah.
Wowzer.
So I'm deleting all my apps.
Are you? Because I just saw you get another Hinge notification.
No, I really am because
you are until you decide to turn them back on. I'm being facetious.
Oh, because we all do that.
We all do that.
We all do that.
You need breaks sometimes.
Since I was like 23, 24, I have been on, off that many years. That's almost 10 years. And I was like, you know what? What would it be like if I was just like off for like a full year?
Ooh. A year?
Fuck yeah.
I thought you were going to say a month.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh no.
That's scary. Did you ever get any calls from the matchmaking company?
Don't even do it. Waste of money.
Yeah, they never called me either.
My friend that did Talkify.
What the fuck's Talkify?
I thought that was like a therapy app.
No.
I think you're thinking of something else.
It's like talk therapy?
So I like it because it sounds like taco. Tell me more.
So basically, I think she spent like $12,000.
What?
So I'm out. I'm remodeling my garage. I can't do that.
I'm
just buying $12,000.
I can't do that. Wait. I'm sorry. What?
So it's basically $1,000 a month and you're guaranteed a date a month.
No.
What?
No. Yeah. No.
You're paying $1,000 to go on one date.
But there's different like packages, I guess. And let's say you find
hope the package includes a helicopter ride and a 5-star resort.
And the package that Megan sent us a picture of earlier.
Yeah.
Package.
You guys could probably have that for free.
God, how much would that suck if you went on a great date with a guy and it cost you $1,000 and you had a small dick?
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm not spending $1,000 to go on one date.
No. So here's the thing. If you find your man at like 4 months, you get, what's it called?
Reimbursed.
It's prorated?
Prorated.
You're still spending $4,000.
I know.
That's a no for me.
I know. It's crazy.
Hard pass.
But she was going on like a road trip for 6 weeks. Her last date, her fourth one, she was like, I felt like a really great connection with him. So she was going to hit him up when she gets back from her road trip.
Wait, so they haven't seen each other again since then?
Nope, she's on a road trip right now. And I was like, don't let too much time go by or else he could go on another date and like find someone else.
He could have another $1,000 girlfriend.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. Does he also have to pay $1,000 per month?
So there's different packages. I don't know. Not all of them are $12,000.
What do you get with the package besides just one date a month?
A matchmaker?
It's all
I don't know.
As someone who for free thought I found someone amazing and 5 months later found out that they were a lying sack of shit.
Oh, we're on this again.
No, I'm just saying.
And we're back.
Obviously, I'm still fresh here, okay? But I'm just saying that to spend $1,000 per date, I would feel so much pressure to make that work. And she's saying she went out with him one time and now she's on a road trip and she's like, I feel a connection with this one. This is going to be it.
Actually, I think she's had two dates with each dude.
Whatever. Yeah. I had 5 months.
I know. It's a lot.
That's insane.
Also, you don't know their face.
No.
It's a blind date.
I will not be using
And then the matchmakers talk to them like Patty Stengard in Millionaire Matchmaker and gets the lowdown.
So, I don't like it.
No, I know. It's cray-cray.
No.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of dollars. I'm not paying for shit anymore.
Yeah, no. I know. I don't even pay for the apps.
Honestly, if you were to calculate how much we've all paid, I mean, I have paid for apps.
I have too.
Bumble for 3 months is like $80.
Yeah. I've paid
for that fucking app, The League, that was $250. Oh. And like, I didn't get shit out of that.
No.
Fuck that.
Well, because there were like four people on it.
That's because it was like brand new to Seattle. Yeah,
it was brand new. I just saw, well, I keep seeing ads now on Instagram and Facebook for an app called Stir. That's for single parents who are dating.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, sure, except...
Megan's face right now.
But like, if it's brand new, no one's on it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. There's nobody there. If it's brand new, seven dudes in Seattle have it. That's it.
And you probably have to like upload your parenting schedule.
Probably. Oh, and guess what? We've seen those seven dudes on all the other apps. I know. So
facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just done. I want to meet someone in real life anyways.
Don't we all?
But it's just a lot of energy. And my main thing is if I keep going on another fucking date with a guy that talks about himself for two fucking hours, I might snap.
We should just put that transparently out there on your dating profile. You should put like sick of going on dates with guys that only talk about themselves and ask no questions.
Yeah.
Just put that out there.
Well, because I'm a hairstylist / therapist all day.
You're a therapist.
I'm exhausted.
Okay. Can we all make a pact?
Yes.
That if we're on a date and a guy is just talking about himself or bitching about other women or whatever the fuck it is, that we'll call them out.
Yeah.
How?
I mean, however feels appropriate in that moment.
I've kind of done it before. I've said sassily, well, do you want to know anything about me?
That's what I was just thinking. Is it? Yeah, I guess you could say like, so any questions for me?
Literally.
Yeah.
I had a guy who was like, so tell me about you. And I was like, well, what do you want to know? And he just stared at me.
Jesus Christ.
And then he proceeded to talk about himself. Also, don't ever trust a man that has no pictures showing his teeth.
Oh,
that was this guy.
Yeah.
And his bottom teeth were brown and the size of an 8-year-old's.
Jesus.
And the second he sat down, it's all I could stare at.
That is a tough thing.
And then he sat on the same side of the booth as me and then proceeded to put his hand on my lower back. And I said, can you please back up? And he's like, oh yeah, sorry. And then he proceeded to tell me that I looked like I was good at sex. Which is true.
I would have been like, well, I am. But
you don't get to know that.
You'll never know. I just laughed nervously and was like, what?
Okay, gentlemen, not that you're listening to this, but let's just give you a quick primer on how to not be a douchebag. So.
Michelle's really on one.
I'm going to be for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you are sitting with a lady and you've asked her not one goddamn thing about herself. Don't go sit on the same side of the booth as her. Don't put your hand on her back.
Nope.
Don't tell her she looks good at sex. What the fuck?
What a weird compliment.
It's not that fucking hard. Where are you from? What do you do for work? How many siblings do you have?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Tell me about your family.
Yeah.
What's your experience been on the dating apps? But then don't have you traveled? For like an hour. Yeah.
There's so many easy questions.
Do you like to read?
Ask.
What shows are you watching? So that's my thing is I'm exhausted. I'm wasting my energy, and also the energy is being wasted on my phone. No matter,
it drains that battery quick.
No, it literally does, and I need an upgrade, so it's really draining. It's a lot of time, and like even if you don't think you're checking your phone a lot or swiping, it happens.
Yeah,
it's like automatic.
It's automatic.
So today I did go cancel all my subscriptions in my phone because I'm like, I don't need to pay for this shit anymore.
No,
and I have Bumble till like November, and I think I have Tinder still for like another month or so. But I think I'm just done.
You'll be back, but I appreciate you're going to take a break.
Totally. But like, I hope to take a longer break than like 3 months.
Yeah.
Because that does seem to be the pattern. It's like 3 months on, 3 months off. I don't know. I just want to focus on me and I want to focus on my business and just like have a fun summer.
Yeah.
It's just exhausting. And I get bitter too. Two bad fucking dates in the last month, the ones I described tonight. And it's like, you're fucking done. My newfound inspiration is down the drain.
Well, that's how it happens every single time. You take a break and then you go back to it. You're like, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good. I'm going to put my best self out there. Mm-hmm. And then like 3 days in and you're like, fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Or it's all the same bullshit.
I feel it's going to sound like I've told this story before, because I've told the story before, but it's with different fucking people. Oh. But just the other day, I'm messaging with somebody. We're having a good discussion, all this. And then he says, let's get together sometime, have a drink, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know, sounds great. And he's like, okay, let's go ahead and swap numbers. And for me, that's always like a gut check thing, if I feel comfortable in the moment or not. For some reason with this person, even though we'd been chatting a little, I was like, I don't really feel like I know them that well. And so I was just like, I'm not going to do that until after we meet in person, but it's totally cool for you to keep messaging me here. And I said, it's nothing personal. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. I get it. Never heard from him again.
Yeah, they don't like that. Yeah.
Did he unmatch you?
No, he's just a ghost.
Yeah. God. That's my typical rule, right? And mm-hmm. I do break it now and then, depending on if I feel great about somebody or whatever. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys really don't appreciate that. And I'm sorry, but as a woman, you don't know what you're getting into when you start giving out any kind of personal information. If I'm going to give you my number, it's for a good reason.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, hey, I've got this rule. And mm-hmm. sometimes people are like, totally understand. Got you. Okay, great. Which makes me feel comfortable. And then there are people who are like, well, that seems really weird. And I'm like, well, fuck you then.
You know what's weird? People asking you for WhatsApp.
It's funny how people those just put right on their scammers, profile right yeah. now. Like, I don't do WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I don't want to connect with you on Snapchat. No. Like, I don't want to do
There's it. A lot more scammers on the apps too now. And that's really upsetting.
I don't want to go back on the app.
I don't.
I have been.
I have to.
No, you don't have to.
I mean, eventually I'm gonna.
If I can tell it's a fake profile, I typically entertain myself with fucking with them for a little bit before yeah. I just delete.
I liked the one the other day where he kept saying, nice to meet you. And you're like, hi. Nice to meet you. Hey.
No.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
I think it might have been a bot, actually. Probably. Because it was like, hello, nice to meet you. And I said, yep. And it said, nice to meet you today or something. And I was like, yep. And it said, hello, nice to meet you. And I was like, yep. And it just... It just like kept
going,
like some version of the same nice to meet you. And I'm like,
so annoying.
This is hilarious. I was just screenshotting and sending it to Michelle. I'm like, isn't this great?
Jesus.
Dating is fun. Yeah. Seattle is bleak, folks.
It really is.
Here we are.
Everyone talks about it. It's really sad. But I also wonder if it is the same anywhere else because...
Oh, first of all, yes, it is the same everywhere else. Maybe not quite as bad. But Justine just sent us the other day an article saying that Seattle was one of the top 10 places for singles.
Oh, bitch, I saw that on Instagram.
But now, places for singles to live, not necessarily date.
Right. That's the thing. Like, being single doesn't mean dating necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a great place to live if you're single and you want to just go out and do fun stuff, because we've got fun stuff here. We've got mountains, we've got water, we've got all the things, right? I don't do a lot of either of those things.
Right. I mean, skiing.
There's a lot of bars.
Yeah. Hiking.
It's an artsy place. There's a lot happening here. So mm-hmm. if you are a person who wants to get out in the world and do that stuff, great place to be. Mm-hmm. If you want to actually meet someone, you fucked.
So
yeah, here it is. I found it. Curio City. Is that how you see it?
They don't write them. They just
repost it. But I'm just saying where I found it.
Yeah, I follow them too.
Seattle just ranked as one of the best cities in the nation for singles.
Yeah. No.
Not true.
Well, again, single is different than dating, maybe.
Okay. Seattle just ranked among the most fit cities in the nation. I would maybe believe that because a lot of people are really like healthy.
Well, there's
here.
A lot of fucking hikers.
I did just get an exercise hula hoop, so...
And then Seattle just ranked as one of the best places to live in the U.S. And I was like, oh, my God. Totally. Like when I was at Dick's 2 weeks ago and somebody had a knife they were scraping on the trash can. Best place to
Every
live.
Big city has that.
I know, but I'm Everyone just saying it didn't used to be like that.
Remember when you lived in New York and you missed Seattle?
Yep. I remember that.
You're like, Seattle's amazing. And I was like,
oh my God, Seattle's my home.
Fuck this place.
Y'all, I just want you to know that Alicia has a water bottle here with a lot of stickers on it. And there's one that says, clit it or quit it.
It does indeed.
Lingua el gato.
If you don't lingua el gato, you get the fuck out of mi casa.
If you won't go down, we won't go out.
That's right.
Another episode Alicia was on.
Yes,
oh, God. Excuse me, but I would like to note that that has taken the lead as our most popular episode with the most downloads. I need to get a good story to compete with you.
Yeah,
bitches.
Come on, Meg. We need a...
You know what? If you won't go down, we won't go out was not your story episode.
No. Oh.
That was all of us.
So. No, that was all of us.
I wrote down the song WAP.
Oh, that's right.
And I told a story that I got in trouble for about a gentleman who had a 45-second tongue stamina.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got in trouble the next week.
Sorry, not sorry.
It's really whatever. Not.
Do better. Learn the ABCs.
Yep.
Oh, God. Well, is there any way to close this out without us all sounding super bitter?
I know, right?
No.
I changed my attitude on dating because I'm just going to delete all the apps.
What's so next?
Well, I'm trying to be more positive about living in Seattle. So that's a positive.
After we just bitched about it a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to be more positive because I'm
Tell
not going anywhere
two
soon.
Positive things about living in Seattle.
Oh, God. Well, my family and friends are here, which is a huge comfort and support.
You've got some pretty badass friends.
Yeah, yes. You do.
Two are sitting across from me right now.
Yeah.
And...
Just one more.
Wow.
Literally one more.
Summers are usually great.
That is true. Summer in Seattle is the most beautiful thing.
It's the reason to live here.
Yeah. Mount Rainier is really pretty from my rooftop.
Okay,
that's better.
You're just reaching. So.
No, that's real. Let her have it.
Okay, that's it. That's all I got.
I want you to notice all of those little things,
yeah.
Even if they feel little, and take them in and enjoy them. Let them help your positive attitude.
Yes. Thank you. Working on it.
Okay, good. I will work on that later. I'm not ready.
That's okay. Well, thank you for letting me share all of my
thank you for
craziness.
Sharing.
Yeah, you know you can share your craziness here anytime. We are glad to have you back.
It's very fun.
Wonderful. Everyone listening, you can all find us on Instagram at Prosecco Theory. Our website is ProseccoTheory.com. We do have, finally, we have some new merch.
That's right.
Now, we have not just one new design, but two. Last week's episode spawned, thank you, Tasha, for the suggestion, Honesty is Sexy.
That's right.
And then I finally made Captain Save a Bro.
Yes.
And I'm going to spell it right.
Michelle rolled out the template today and I was like, I love this. You also spelled Captain wrong.
It says Capitan.
Capitan.
Maybe I was just thinking about lenguas and gatos.
Yeah.
Excited for the new merch.
I finally got my shit together and spent a little time and
made
some designs.
Well, you've got some extra time right now.
Yeah, suddenly my schedule is real clear. Anyway, we very much appreciate you listening. Please rate, review, subscribe. If you liked it, if you didn't, then go away.
We always take comments at cheers@proseccotheory.com.
Absolutely. Again, if you feel like you know the gent from last week's episode, feel free to email us at cheers@proseccotheory.com and we will confirm.
Or if you just want to tell us what you really think of him, we'd like to read that too.
Absolutely. Please. Alicia, thank you so much for coming back and joining us. You know you'll be back again.
Obviously.
Yes. Thanks, ladies.
We love you.
Love you too.
Cheers.